Okay, well, thank you for tuning in to Some Audio Guys podcast. I don't really know that this will be a continuing show, more as just an excuse for me to talk into a microphone from time to time and, you know, bitch about things that bug me. So if any of you have caught my profile or, you know, read up on my blog or anything like that, I am an audio engineer. I'm the booth director at a voiceover talent agency. And we'll typically hear a couple hundred auditions a day. One of the prevailing trends that I've noticed in my work is there is a distinct difference in preparation for a lot of actors. Specifically, the actors that are really in tune with their instrument, the actors that are working very often, know very quickly and very efficiently how to warm up and how to present their best audition, you know, best showcase what they will bring to a project. One of the sources of friction that I have as a booth director is often working with actors that need some warm-up time or need a better perspective on the copy that they're reading or don't come in making genuinely good choices. This is a source of friction because over the course of the day, if I have 200 auditions, taking 10 minutes to record 90 seconds worth of audition copy eventually costs our company money. I mean, to put it bluntly, I know that's kind of harsh, that's kind of hard. But when you're looking at the economies of scale of running a booth, keeping a full-time booth director, keeping assistants, and an agency might make $40 off of a $400 radio job, multiple takes on something like that gets to be a little frustrating, especially when it's something like articulation or when it's something like warming up. If an actor comes in and they genuinely don't have a good read on the copy, then that's what I'm there for, is to help guide them. But I prefer that they come in with having made some choices. So for people that need more warm-up time, I tend to suggest things like articulation drills. Fine, if you just get your mouth moving, that's usually step number one in coming in and giving me a clean audition. I get really, really frustrated when I say articulation drills and I'm met with like blinks or a blank stare. So for people listening today, the main purpose of this podcast is to throw down just two of my favorite warm-ups. The first one is a tongue twister. It's the New York tongue twister. So repeat after me. I love New York. Unique New York. You know you need Unique New York. So just saying it off the bat, you can already hear the U combinations in there force you to kind of over enunciate what you're trying to say. So if we do that again, I love New York, unique New York, you know you need unique New York. And trying to get that D on need has always been my tricky spot. But eventually what you want to be able to do is warm it up to the point where on command, just to wake your mouth up, I love New York, unique New York. You know, you need unique New York. And so that it just becomes second nature. My other favorite one is the billboard. This one's a little trickier just to hear, so I'll probably have to write that one out. I'll probably put notes up on either the blog or on Podio or whatever it is that I'm going to be recording into. But it's essentially this. Bill had a billboard. Bill also had a board bill. The board bill said that Bill sold the billboard to pay the board bill. So after Bill sold his billboard to pay the board bill no longer board bill. And the tricky thing for that one isn't necessarily getting all the B's out without, you know, having huge plosives. It's trying to make sense of it along the way, having all of the different bills, the billboards, the boards, and the financial bills to pay up after the fact. So those are two of my favorite. You can pretty much use anything that's going to be tongue twisterish as a good warm up. That's what's kind of frustrating. I mean, selling shells by the seashore is also a good way just to wake the mouth up before you get into the booth and you have to present yourself to try and get a job that's going to get you money. So thank you for listening. I'll probably edit this way down so you don't have to listen to all of my stumbling because I'm an engineer. I spend my time on the other side of the mic. And yeah, we'll see if we can't get a few more of these up. Thanks for tuning in. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.